reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Hearing that John had been arrested, Jesus went back to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and settled in Capernaum, a lakeside town on the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. In this way, the prophecy of Isaiah was to be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, way of the sea on the far side of Jordan, Galilee of the nations, the people that lived in darkness have seen a great light. On those who dwell in the land and shadow of death, the light has dawned. From that moment, Jesus began his preaching with the message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." He went round the whole of Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing all kinds of diseases and sickness among the people. His fame spread throughout Syria, and those who are suffering from diseases and painful complaints of one kind or another, the possessed, epileptics, the paralyzed, were all brought to him, and he cured them. Large crowd followed him, coming from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and Transjordania. I have often heard it said that one of the fastest ways to get rich in this age and time is by starting a church. And a church that would emphasize two main things, which is prosperity and miracles. This means that the one who wants to get involved in such ministry must be a proficient speaker who is able to cite quotations from the Bible about how children of God are meant to possess all the good things of the world, and at the same time, a miracle worker who can turn situations around. While not making a case against prosperity and miracles, as we can in fact see in today's gospel, where Jesus performed many miracles of curing all kinds of diseases and sickness among the people, yet it must be said that this way of understanding and expressing Christianity has resulted in so many false prophets and preachers who take advantage of the ignorance and misfortune of people to lead them away from the authentic gospel message of Jesus, which, as we read in today's gospel, begins with a call to repentance. In today's first reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 3, verse 22, and chapter 4, verse 6, we are given a clue on how to recognize the spirit of truth from that of falsehood. It says, "Every spirit which acknowledges that Jesus the Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But any spirit which will not say this of Jesus is not from God, but is in fact the Antichrist." To acknowledge that Jesus the Christ has come in the flesh is to acknowledge the saving mystery of the Incarnation. In other words, it is to acknowledge that God indeed took human nature in the womb of the Virgin Mary for the purpose of saving humanity. It is within this context of salvation, therefore, that the message of repentance, which Christ begins with in today's gospel, takes on its meaning. For any gospel to be authentic, therefore, it must first of all acknowledge the salvific mission of Christ, as well as lead people to repentance. The miracles and promises of prosperity, which the gospel equally offers, are attendant blessings for those who first of all accept this fact. To focus on these attendant blessings at the expense of the core message of repentance is to speak and listen to the language of the world, which is the spirit of falsehood.